Hello, dear listeners. It's me again with more stories and riddles to solve. Are you ready to listen to this next one? So, remember, listen carefully as I tell you the story, because at the end, there will be a riddle to solve. Think about it well. And even if you cannot manage with the solution, don't worry, I'll present it to you at the end, so that you can tell the story yourself next time. So, today's story is called Two Mothers. Once in Tibet, there lived a man who had two wives, but only the younger one had given birth to a son. To protect her son from the older jealous wife, the younger wife gave the boy to her to raise as her own. All went well until the father of the child died, and the two wives began to fight as to who owned the house and who owned the boy who was to inherit everything. After much arguing, the issue was finally taken to the king. Wanting to solve it as quickly as he could, the king called in both women and the boy. And he was a wise king. "As with all things," said the king to the two wives, "the stronger here shall win. The one of you that can hold fast to the boy shall hold him forever." The king then had each woman take hold of one of the boy's arms and told them to pull. Instantly, the boy cried out in pain and then found himself in a heap on the floor with the older wife. The one, remember, who was not his mother.
"We have our proof," said the king, "of who the boy's true mother is. He shall live forever with the younger wife."
"But I pulled the harder, protested the older wife.
"Yes," said the king. "And you lost."
How did the king know the true mother of the boy? So, it was not the one who pulled the boy faster and stronger, but the other one who the king gave the boy to. So, what do you think this story solution is? How it was done. The contest was not one of strength, but of love. The boy's true mother could not bear to hurt him, and so, as they were pulling, she let go. She wanted him safe, even if she could not be with him. So, thank you very much for today's patience, for listening to my stories, and I hope that you will tune in tomorrow as well for another story to solve. Till next time, and don't forget, share the stories with your friends and family and fascinate them. Have a great day. Bye.